Yes, listen to that. The sound of the sea. It's a clear day, not a sign of a cloud in the sky. Lovely sun. We're setting up for the Stride for Sight for Cornwall Blind Association. And we're in Portreath on the beach here, just getting ready. We're expecting quite a few people to turn up for this. With me is Jackie Southern, the fundraising manager for Cornwall Blind Association. Exactly how many people are we expecting for Stride for Sight?
Well, we've got about 120 people taking part. That doesn't include the volunteers that have come out to help us as well. We've got about 40 or so volunteers, all helping to make this event successful. Delighted that the weather's turned out like this. It's really going to be fabulous for us to walk in this weather.
Just explain what they're going to be doing.
They're going to be walking from Portreath through to Deveron along the Mineral Tramways Trail. There's three stopping points along the way, Elm Farm, the Fox and Hounds in Scoria, and then the bike chain at Bissau. And people can stop at those points if they want, because not everybody wants to do the full 11 miles. So it gives them a chance for children to take part. And the idea is that we included as many people as we could. So, yes, along the Mineral Tramways Trail.
What are these funds going to be used for?
Well, they're going to help us to continue to deliver our services across Cornwall for blind and visually impaired people. There are approximately 12,000 people in Cornwall with a visual impairment, and we provide services to help them to lead independent lives.
Any estimates of how much we're going to raise today?
We're hoping that we're going to raise about £10,000.
Jess Ratty is looking after the coffees, but she's been doing a lot more than that.
I have to say, Jackie's the main organiser. That's the first thing I'll say. But as for all the PR and all the media, we've had a fantastic response from the West Briton, the Cornish Guardian, the St Austell papers. The radios have really taken up on it. So it's been really good. It has been a long slog. We've had some fantastic people who are taking part in the walk. They've been interviewed. They've been on the radio. They've been in the paper. And it's been absolutely fantastic, the response we've had from that.
Just signed in is someone who works at the Sight Centre in Truro. I've just been told you've signed in. Your name?
Julie Pomery.
Working in the Sight Centre in Truro, you couldn't really escape not doing this.
No, I couldn't really. Had to do it.
Wearing very bright clothing, want to be seen.
Yes, bright for sight.
Now just tell me how much work you've put into preparing for this occasion.
Well, we walk the dog every day, but this is a little bit further than we go with him.
When you say we, you've brought your husband along. Your husband's name is?
Kevin.
Was this under duress?
Well, more or less so, yeah. No, we do a lot of walking, so, you know, like as Julie said, we walk the dog every day, so, you know, for an hour or so.
Where's the dog today?
Well, he's not very well. Like, see, he was coming. Like, see, he's a bit under colour, so, you know, today, so, you know, so we haven't brought him today, so, you know.
Well, best of luck with the walk.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Now, as I was saying earlier, Jess Ratty was sorting out some coffees necessary for this time in the morning and helping everyone get ready for the Stride for Sight. Now, Starbucks have been instrumental in helping out on this front, providing coffees. And with me is someone from Starbucks. Just tell me your name.
Dean Wilford.
And just tell me what part Starbucks has played in helping out Cornwall Blind Association and Stride for Sight.
Well, in this particular event, we've just bringing around hot chocolate and coffee for free for the event. And generally, quite a lot of events for Cornwall Blind, we just bring along hot coffee and chocolate and things, just help things go along nice and smoothly.
Okay, so people are registering now for the Stride for Sight. And one person I've been told to look out for is Paul Ford from the Ophthalmology Department at Trelisk. And I see he's signing in at the table. Paul, just tell me, why have you... you've got a red nose as well. Why have you decided to take part in this?
Looking after your sight is a very valuable thing to do. And what we're doing today is very valuable. It's a great effort, and I hope a lot of people turn out.
A group of ladies with silly glasses here. One's got guitars on it, one's got beer glasses, one's got Christmas trees, and one's got cool, and one's just, well, spotty. Okay, now just tell me your names, a lady in cool glasses.
I'm Suro.
And lady in guitar glasses?
Wendy Glanville.
Lady in beer glasses?
Claire Parkin.
And lady in Christmas tree glasses?
Ali Thomas.
And lady in spotty glasses?
Sarah Holmes.
Now just tell me, what are you here to do? Why are you here to do it? Who wants to say this? You've been elected lady in guitar glasses.
We're here to do the walk and to help out with the blind. We have a special sort of reason for doing it because my daughter Claire Parkin has Usher syndrome.
Claire, just tell me, what is Usher syndrome?
It's losing your sight from outside in to tunnel vision.
And just tell me how you see the world then.
I fall over it a lot.
Okay, so you're doing the stride for sight today. Who's going to make sure you don't fall over on the way?
Ali, Sarah.
And if you've got beer glasses, hopefully you haven't actually had lots of beer, because that would make you fall over.
No beer at all. Might need it by the end, though.
So you've got a support crew for yourself here. Just explain how much practice you've had to do. Have you had to sort of get out there and do a lot of... back to guitar glasses. So you've had to do a lot of exercise working up for this?
Yes, Sue and I have been out regular, doing lots of walks in the evenings, to the weekends. We have constantly kept going.
Okay, so organisation, that's what it is about, getting something like this together. And if you've got a walk with lots of people turning up, you need a support crew. And with the support crew, there are, several 4x4s here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 4x4s. Now, I've been pointed towards someone here with some machinery to look after the cars. Just tell me, what's your name?
My name's Barry Neville.
And you are doing what for Cornwall Blind Association today?
We're part of Devon and Cornwall 4x4 Response, and we're going to support them on the cycle tracks. So should they need to get anyone off through injury or they're just exhausted, we can actually get on the cycle tracks.
I suppose the first aid as well?
I'm a first aid responder, so we've got all the equipment for that. Plus there are a lot of other first aiders going there as well, so we can actually get first aid to anyone if necessary.
Okay, so not long till the start of Stride for Sight. Terry Rosno, director of Cornwall Blind Association, is here. Obviously, are you going to be going all the way?
Unfortunately, I'm being chauffeured around in a car.
That is cheating.
But I am going to be here for the whole day, and I'll be there to wish everybody well as they start off, and I will be there to thank and meet and greet everybody as they cross over the finishing line.
How important is this for Cornwall Blind Association?
I think today this is absolutely huge. It's not just from a monetary point of view, but actually everybody in the local communities. It means that, everybody, the response has been overwhelming. And I think just the fact that the communities are all pulling together, that there's people from all different, aspects. We've got visually impaired people, loads of sighted people. And I just think that this is a really big, big day for Cornwall Blind.
Can you hear me? Okay, if you just like to stand, nice wide stance. Okay, relax your knees a little bit and reach down towards the floor.
We were talking to Terry Rosno, the director of Cornwall Blind Association, and she said this is about upping the profile. Now, getting profile, you need celebrities, and we've got a celebrity of the sporting world, of the rowing world, Ed Code, Cornish rower, Athens 2004.
Oh, that's where we won gold. I won that with Matthew Pinsent and James Cracknell in the Coxless Four.
And so you're here now to take part in the Cornwall Blind Association Stride for Sight, but you've got a hindrance, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've been struck down with tonsillitis at the moment, which I'm blaming my my 4-year-old and 2-year-old daughter for, I think. But it looks like we've got a terrific turnout here, and we've got the most spectacular day today. The car park's already full. We've got another half hour to go.
Right, just before we quickly start, my name is Terry Rosno, and I'm the new director of the Cornwall Blind Association. Before you all start, thank you very much. Before we start, honestly, I would just like to say a huge, huge thank you. This is the first mass event walking that we've ever done, and the turnout and the communities and everybody joining together and raising money to help improve the lives of visually impaired people. And the response to this has been absolutely fantastic. The sun is shining. I hope that you all have an absolutely fantastic day. So before you quickly start the journey, I'm going to quickly hand you over to Ed Cove, gold medalist rowing champion. Woo! And he's going to cut the tape and send you all on your way. I really do hope that you have a fantastic day. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Good luck today. You're going to have a fantastic day. We've been really blessed with some sunshine. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. So going to have a countdown from 5 to cut it.
Five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So it's about an hour and a half since the walkers set off, and we've got to the Scorrier point, and we've got people almost at the front for the Stride for Sight. Your name is?
Sandra.
Sandra, and your Mike. Husband? Mike is, Mike is really going for it.
Okay. Stop, mate, voice stop, I'll seize up.
Okay, so you're obviously trying to be right at the front of the pack.
No, we just...
got our grandchildren, Tim.
Sorry?
We've got to get it back for our grandchildren.
Oh, I see, that's what the race is on for. I'm going to see who's behind you. Okay, Stride for Sight. Skinners, are you from Skinners?
No, we're not from Skinners. We're sponsored by Skinners, but we're not from Skinners, no.
Why are you trying to get to the front? I mean, surely this should be a leisurely walk for everyone.
Well, for me, it is this is leisurely walking.
Oh, I see, okay. And the dog as well?
Well, yeah, it's a Springer Spaniel, so really, it's, it's quite easy for a Springer, I think, being a gun dog. It's in its element, really, so all good.
How much money do you reckon you're going to raise, both of you together?
Raised about £230 together.
Yep.
Easy work getting people to sponsor you?
Yes and no, if you want me to be honest. Yes and no. It's easy for them to write it down, but getting money out of them is a bit more difficult. But majority of people paid up and it's all for a good cause.
Okay, so we spoke to this guy earlier on. Just remind us of your name.
Paul.
Paul, how are you doing on the walk?
I'm okay, yeah. I had to take the wig off. It's very hot. Beautiful day.
So you are going to try and set a time for yourself over this distance?
No, I don't think so. Just as long as I can complete it and enjoy it, that's what counts.
And you're enjoying it?
Absolutely.
Well, I'll let you get on with it then.
Okay.
Can I just quickly ask you how you're getting on with your walk?
Very well, thanks. Lovely day, isn't it? It's a nice walk, nice country, easy going.
Have you enjoyed the scenery?
It's been beautiful, thank you.
And what's your favourite part of the walk so far?
Spring weather, really. It's just been beautiful to see Cornwall in the spring and the daffodils out, really very nice all round, really.
We spoke to these people earlier on. We're coming up to the Scorrier point. How's it going? How are your legs feeling?
Very well at the moment, thank you. We're halfway there, so we're getting there.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, car coming. Don't get knocked down by a car just as you get to the Scorrier point. Now, this is quite a pace you've got going here.
Yes. Don't know whether we'll keep it up for a lot longer. But
so how many miles is this now?
Five.
5 miles. And how many more to go then? So you've got about 7?
Yes.
12.
Yes, don't say that. Please.
Have you had a chance to talk to anyone on the way?
Yes. We've met a lot of people on the way. It's been really good. The atmosphere is really, really splendid.
Just got to speak to people doing this in fancy dress. Stride for Sight in fancy dress. Right, you're dressed as a knight. A knight for sight is the joke.
I see a lot.
So why are you doing this?
Just raise money for the Cornwall Blind Association. It's a lovely day, thank God. And it's just an important cause because it helps a lot of people who obviously struggle because of difficulties.
And how are you getting on the walk?
All right at the moment, it's going good. We're going to have a nice break for some food now and lots of water to drink. But no, we're really enjoying it. It's such a good day, like Hal said. We're really, really grateful for the sun.
Okay, so we've arrived at Devron, and Terry Rosno, director of the Cornwall Blind Association, is welcoming everyone back. Just tell me what amazing event this has been.
Honestly, I just think this is just such a good feel factor. You can see that everybody's really enjoyed the day. Everybody talking and laughing, and we've all been bibbing our horns, and it's just been an amazing atmosphere. It's been really, really good.
And the key things here, you've raised money and you've raised your profile.
Definitely. I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything better. Communities pulling together, like I say, raising the profile, making people aware of what the Cornwall Blind Association does. And obviously the key bonus is actually raising money to help the visually impaired people. So couldn't have asked for anything better.